Welcome to the Community Mennonite Church Podcast. Today we have a sermon by Pastor Jennifer Davis Sensenig.
This is the first biblical story about Abraham, the ancestor to which Christians and Jews and Muslims trace their origins in human history. The stories of Abraham, Sarah, Hagar, and their descendants stretch from Genesis chapter 12 all the way to Jesus, who doesn't have any children. But the story doesn't stop there. Jesus establishes a new kind of family, the church, which, like Abraham's family, is supposed to bless all the nations of the world. We as Community Mennonite have the same purpose, to be part of God's blessing for all the families of the earth. So when you hear this story, listen for God's word to you, and listen for God's word for us as a people. There are some upsetting features of this story. For example, Sarai, Abram's wife, doesn't speak, but we learn about traumatic events in her life. Even if we've not personally suffered what Sarai suffered, as a people, we have suffered hardships and inflicted trauma throughout our history. That doesn't bring the story to an end, but it makes us trauma sensitive in how we live our calling as people of blessing. Here at CMC, we have an adult education class that has been learning prayer practices of emptying and letting go. If there is ever a story about letting go, it is this story in which Abram and a whole company of people and animals leave home, venture into unknown places, live among foreign people, and begin to build a relationship with an unpredictable God. Yahweh is not a tribal God tied to a certain place, but a God who is all places, who is with us and for us, and for all the families of the earth. So I encourage, especially the children, to listen to this story for all the times and places Abram makes an altar to Yahweh to worship God. After Pastor Jennifer tells us the story, we'll have a few minutes for personal reflection, and then a chance to talk with two or three others around us, responding to a couple questions that will be up on the screen.
This is the telling from Genesis chapters 12 and 13. Now Yahweh said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you, I will curse. And in you, all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went, as Yahweh had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Abram took his wife, Sarai, and his brother's son, Lot, and all the possessions that they had gathered, and the people whom they had acquired in Haran, and they set forth to go to the land of Canaan. When they had come to the land of Canaan, Abram passed through the land to the place at Shechem, to the oak tree of Moreh. At that time, the Canaanites were in the land. Then Yahweh appeared to Abram and said, "To your offspring I will give this land." And he built there an altar to Yahweh who had appeared to him. From there, Abram moved on to the hill country on the east of Bethel, and pitched his tent with Bethel on the west and Ai on the east. And there he built an altar to Yahweh and invoked the name of Yahweh. And Abram journeyed on by stages toward the Negev. Now, there was a famine in the land. So Abram went down to Egypt to reside there as a refugee because the famine was severe in the land. When he was about to enter Egypt, Abram said to his wife, Sarai, I know well that you are a woman beautiful in appearance. And when the Egyptians see you, they will say, this is his wife. Then they will kill me, but they will let you live. Say you are my sister, so that it may go well with me because of you, and that my life may be spared on your account. When Abram entered Egypt, the Egyptians saw that the woman was very beautiful. When the officials of Pharaoh saw her, they praised her to Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And for her sake, he dealt well with Abram, and he had sheep, oxen, male donkeys, male and female slaves, female donkeys, and camels. But Yahweh afflicted Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. So Pharaoh called Abram and said to him, what is this you have done to me? Why did you not tell me that she was your wife? Why did you say, she is my sister, so that I took her for my wife? Now then, here is your wife. Take her and be gone. And Pharaoh gave his men orders concerning him, and they set him on the way with his wife and all that he had. So Abram went up from Egypt, he and his wife and all that he had, and Lot with him into the Negev. Now Abram was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. He journeyed on by stages from the Negev as far as Bethel, to the place where his tent had been at the beginning, between Bethel and Ai, to the place where he had made an altar at the first. And there Abram called on the name of Yahweh. So Lot, who went with Abram, also had flocks and herds and tents, so that the land could not support both of them living together because their possessions were so great that they could not live together. And there was strife between the herders of Abram's livestock and the herders of Lot's livestock. At that time, the Canaanites and the Perizzites lived in the land. Then Abram said to Lot, let there be no strife between you and me and between your herders and my herders, for we are kindred. Is not the whole land before you? Separate yourself from me. If you take the right hand, then I will go to the left. Or if you take the left hand, then I will go to the right. Lot looked about him and saw that all the plain of the Jordan River was well watered everywhere, like the garden of Yahweh, like the land of Egypt in the direction of Zoar. This was before Yahweh had destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah. So Lot chose for himself all the plain of the Jordan, and Lot journeyed eastward. Thus, they separated from each other. Abram settled in the land of Canaan, while Lot
settled among the cities of the plain and moved his tent as far as Sodom. Now, the people of Sodom were wicked, great sinners against Yahweh. Yahweh said to Abram, after Lot had separated from him, raise your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward and southward, eastward and westward. For all the land that you see, I will give to you and to your offspring forever. And I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if one can count the dust of the earth, your offspring also can be counted. Rise up. Walk through the length and the breadth of the land, for I will give it to you. So, Abram moved his tent and came and settled near the oak trees of Mamre, which are at Hebron. And there, Abram built an altar to Yahweh.
Thank you for listening to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Our theme music is a setting of John Wesley's text, Jesus, I Believe You're Near, composed by Matt Carlson. Jeremy Nafziger arranged it for strings. To learn more about our congregation or to plan a visit, please check out our website at cmcva.org.